Welcome back to K-Companion. I am Brittany.
And I'm Rachel.
And we are your hosts. We are a bi-weekly podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week we talk about our favorite K-drama actors, the latest K-dramas we are binging, and curating our K-pop playlists. We've watched over 119 K-dramas, so we'll tell you the latest K-content we are trying to keep up with and share recommendations for what we think you should watch next. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KCompanionPod for even more updates on what we are keeping up with.
Yes, and if you saw on our Instagram, we've been gone for a little bit.
Yes, because more than two weeks,
because we had a brief hiatus while we battled and won against COVID.
We did. We won.
We had a little forced isolation from each other as well.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
And we're back.
Better than ever.
Feeling better.
Feeling like a human again.
Less sad.
Less deathly. Like. Yeah. Oh my God.
It was not fun. So do not recommend that part of our COVID experience.
No. But we did watch quite a bit of stuff.
We did watch.
You watched probably more than anyone who's ever watched anything while they recovered from COVID. Now, first of all, I just want to say it was your second time having it.
Yes.
It was my first. So yeah. I'm going to take the light road and say I struggled a bit and I needed more rest, so I didn't watch as much things.
Well,
but
it's, yes, that is true. I think that's valid.
You when were like, oh, I can't go anywhere. I feel horrible. Let's watch
everything under the sun. And the thing is, too, I will say the biggest difference for me in terms of having COVID this time around, day one, I was not able to have my eyes open at all. So I definitely thought I wasn't going to be able to watch as much
as
I did.
And then day two through eight, you came back strong.
I was okay.
I mean, it did. For me, my eyeballs hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't able to watch a whole bunch, but we did finish quite a few things. And you watched an entire K-drama.
I did.
So that's just...
I watched a couple.
You know, it's
couple.
Unfair. And we say in our intro, like, oh, we watched 119. Mm-hmm. That's my number, okay?
Yep.
If you're curious, she has... What are you at?
138.
That is freaking ridiculous, okay?
It is. Like,
as our dad would say, go touch grass.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's right. True.
Well, get out.
Fortunately for us, better weather is coming. The grass is here. So.
We do. I know we have posted pictures of us on our social media, but like, I mean, you're very tan for somebody who doesn't go outside like
it's
at
true.
All.
So, I have a great complexion for that.
That's ridiculous.
So
what did you watch while you were recovering from COVID?
So the thing is, on the cusp of knowing I had COVID, I finished Celebrity.
Nice.
Which was really good. Watched Summer Strike, Flower of Evil, and did the first two episodes of Goodbye Earth.
Mm. Are you going to continue Goodbye
no.
Earth? No, you didn't like it.
No, I think the hard part is when you're already battling COVID and feel like death, the last thing you want is to watch a very like doomsday K-drama about an apocalyptic event.
Honestly, the last thing, regardless if I'm healthy or sick, I don't want to watch that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We both finished Hope on the Street.
Yeah.
Those episodes that were out. I don't think we followed up with that.
No.
After we did our two episodes. And I finished Sky Castle finally, which was excellent. I was basically done with it by the time our last episode was supposed to come out, but that's fine. I also finished A Killer Paradox, which, all right,
solid.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was okay. You know, it wasn't like my favorite thing ever, but also, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's it. So you crushed Flower of Evil. I don't know. I mean, you basically watched all of that in like,
in
3 days?
Like, yeah, in 3 days.
Yeah.
It was for the majority of 2 days and then
the
final day. Because here's the thing, right? It is, that particular drama is a thriller and action-packed. Mm. And so the premise, for those that haven't seen it, is about a female who is a police officer who is married to someone who was the son of a serial killer, but she doesn't know that.
Oh.
And he knows that she, she's a police officer. So there's all
so
manner of levels and layers to that one. And that was one that every episode had a really killer cliffhanger. So it made it
to
move,
walk away from.
Move really quickly.
And you're like, oh, I feel like death. Next episode.
Yes. I'll watch the next one.
That's fine.
I will say I did watch one of your highly recommended K-dramas of Summer Strike, which was very good.
I love that one. Honestly, yeah. I think back on Summer Strike and I'm just like, oh man, I wish I could watch it again. And, you know, I can, but...
And it was definitely comforting as someone who was, you know, not feeling well.
Right? Too. It's like, it's perfect for this time of year because we're starting to lead into the summer. It's not like full-blown summer yet, but like it's warmer weather. It's like sunny out and just the entire aesthetic of that whole K-drama is so... comforting, which I love that one. So I'm glad that you finally took my recommendation.
I did.
And decided to watch things that I said you should watch after starting. I mean, Celebrity was one I said that you should watch as well.
So yeah, and you had watched that one before I did.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. So, you know, but it doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah.
But what else are we watching? What did you watch last night?
So, I actually started Love to Hate You, which is a 10-episode K-drama. And initially, I was kind of unnerved by it because some of the, I don't know, the lettering of the particular K-drama, it made it seem like it might be something different. Like, either, like, reality-based or
like
whatever.
Not typical...
Yeah.
I mean, it's 10 episodes, which isn't, like, the typical 16 episodes that we see, but... So is it reality?
Or? No. Oh, no, okay. It's not. And it's really...
It led you astray.
Yes, it definitely did. It's really easy watching. It's about this movie actor and this female lawyer, and it's a fun drama, and it goes by very quickly. Those episodes, for the most part, are an hour or less.
Well, there you go.
So...
Another one to add to your list. That's fine.
Yeah.
And anything else?
Oh, yes. I also started Frankly Speaking, which had its first two episodes released last week on Wednesday and Thursday. That one, I don't know. I was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to like it. It's about a newscaster who wants to move up in the newscaster realm and do nightly news.
Nice.
But meanwhile, something happens to him where suddenly he doesn't have a filter. And so he says everything that comes to mind, which is not necessarily the best quality for a newscaster.
It's so, very much like, what's that movie, Liar Liar?
Yes,
or whichever.
Yeah, with Jim Carrey and the he's an attorney or something.
Whatever comes into his head, whether it's like appropriate in the moment or not.
Right, and this is one where after watching the first two episodes, if you liked Strong Girl Namsoon, it has a lot of very comedic parts to it, and it is kind of like watching a train wreck.
Well, that could be good.
Yeah, definitely entertaining for sure.
I started watching My ID is Gangnam Beauty.
Yeah.
I started it, and it was one that I, you know, want to continue, but couldn't because it didn't feel well. So I will keep watching that. That's my goal. It's on that scratchy poster that sometimes I mention of 100 K-dramas.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're from many different years. So. That's an older one, so that's exciting. And then we both, hint, hint, started an older drama together.
Yeah.
And our next episode will be a 2-episode test of that. So we are starting Oh My Ghost.
Yeah.
An old one from...
2015.
That's exciting. Yeah. And that tracks, honestly. We've watched the first episode so far, and that tracks, 2015. And so that will be exciting. So we'll do a little 2-episode test of a throwback. You know what I have seen, though, is that people are really liking Lovely Runner.
Yes.
Yes. So...
I know. I know.
Feel a little bit of FOMO because I do see some things online where people are, like, freaking out about it. So maybe.
Maybe. Upcoming. It's on our radar.
I can't tell you, but maybe.
For sure.
Yeah. So we've got our eyes out for that. Otherwise, what else have we missed in the last 2 weeks that we've been gone?
There's been a lot, but just to kind of at least give us some music updates, we now know that RM is releasing a new album called Right Place, Wrong Person on May 24th. This album will have 11 tracks and is set to have a very honest lyrics embodying feelings of being an outsider that doesn't fit in. So that's really exciting. I mean, obviously, with RM being in the military right now, but, you know, we weren't expecting an album from him or any of the others for that matter.
And I think so a while ago, like a long, I don't know, it feels like ages ago, there was this Instagram account that popped up that was like RPWPRPW, but like a bunch of those letters. And there were photos of RM, Namjoon. And I was like, so I followed it, being like, I don't know what this this is.
Like, is it a fan account?
Originally, I thought so, right? But it started in November of 2023.
Okay.
Okay, so a long time ago now.
Yeah.
But it has photos of RM, like, in the studio and, like, some random videos and people I don't recognize, but, like, right off the bat. And these posts were not ever, like, consistent, and it seemed like maybe it was coming from RM, maybe it's not. Now it says... it doesn't have, like, a caption, but the name is Team RM, and it still has that weird, like, RPWPRPWPR, right? So it's, like, that is where that comes from. So right place, wrong person.
Right.
And, but it took me, like, it wasn't until he announced, like,
yeah, how are you gonna know?
Right? But, like, it wasn't until he announced it, I was, like, oh, that makes more sense. So anyways, go follow that. It has 4.2 million followers now. So, and then it's only following his archive Instagram account. So anyways, so that's him, if you're curious. But that is in the promotion of this new album, which I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
And 11 tracks, which that's great.
Yeah.
Love that. Awesome. So I like his sound. I'm curious how it's changed and also like what we can expect with that. So we'll be plugging his music when it does drop.
Right.
In just a couple weeks. Additionally, AT's announced their summer US tour as well as their new album, Golden Hour Part 1, after a successful couple of weekends at Coachella.
Yeah.
The Rose was also in attendance. They performed as well.
Yeah.
And that's super exciting to see the K-pop groups alongside the other groups, because I think there's a lot of crossover with fans now, which makes that just even more like energetic.
And it's always so fun to see on socials the amount of people who weren't originally AT's fans or the Rose fans, and they're like, wait, who is this kid? Who is this?
Right?
Who is this member? I really liked him.
And the Rose kind of killed it. I mean, like, AT's did great too, but I was seeing a lot of random TikToks on my For You page of the Rose's performances, and I was just like, hell yeah, boys, like, let's get it.
And it's so fun to watch, like, some of the kind of behind the scenes of just Coachella of them standing at the stage for each other's performances, which is super cool.
Yeah.
While we were still talking about music, Eric Nam will be releasing his single Wish I Didn't Care as well as his deluxe House on a Hill album tomorrow.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
He's been doing some sold-out shows in, like, New York and L.A. or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of everywhere.
He's been doing, like, kind of one-off shows with some new music, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. I know I saw a video of, like, him performing that somebody else took from the crowd, and I was like, wait, what is this one? What is this song?
You know,
I
like, I'm so tapped
into Eric's albums, but I'm just like, hold up.
Right.
It's a bop, so I'm excited for that. TXT, Tomorrow by Together, started their third world tour act promise, so that's exciting. We are not going.
No.
But, yay if you are. So that's great. And then what does 17 have coming
out? And then lastly, 17 released their most recent album, 17 Best Album. 17 is right here.
17 Best Album.
Yeah, Best Album. It has 32 songs and a lot of longtime favorites and some new catchy songs for you as well.
It's like,
the best.
It's like One Direction releasing Best Song Ever, right? Just like ingrain it in your brain now. It's the best album.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's got a lot.
I mean, 32 songs. That's insane.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, speaking of further music, what is our playlist pick of the week?
All right. Our pick this week is Ives' Heya. I don't know if you've listened to this song yet.
I have.
It's one where I listened to it and then I was like, catchy.
Catchy.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, it's one of those that sticks with you.
Yep.
It's a bop.
Yeah.
It's good. So, we're back at it.
We're still here. We really are.
We only went away for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, this is as close as we could get to being back in the world.
Right.
As humans, which is crazy.
Talking about what we love to talk about.
Right. And we'll be here moving forward. Any final thoughts?
No.
For today?
I don't think so. I'm excited for us to share our thoughts on Oh My Ghost.
Yes, that will be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also excited to see, to be able to watch more K-dramas, because it's happening. Things are still happening. However, I think maybe you should go outside, because you probably are vitamin D deficient.
Yes, probably.
And could use some fresh air.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
Yeah,
so
that's fine. We'll try.
It's all good.
Oh my goodness. Well, that is our episode for today. Thank you for bearing with us as we recover from this horrible illness. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at @kcompanionpod to keep up with all the things we have happening and any updates on how we're doing. Have a great day, night, and week. We'll catch you next time.